Get up with Gorney and Ash Bollard. On the radio. Let's go. Hit 101.3.
Just after six for a Thursday morning. Hello, Pollard.
Hello, Gorney. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. This is officially 1 week in isolation now, today,
yep.
For me.
Yep. Oh, you're not, like, left to go for a walk at all?
No, so I've been ducking out of the house, but Thursday last week was when I sort of went home from work and then sort of stayed here. So I think I've been out about three times in the last week.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's weird. It's sort of something you've got to work your way through, I guess, because, you know, plays
it's not hard to do. And if you think about it positively, you're in a safe space.
Yeah, no, I'm good. It's just a bizarre concept to sort of not be able to go out as you please. But, it's been all right. It's been all right. But you've been ducking in and out of your place to pop into the studios there.
Yep.
In Melbourne. So how are you finding it a week in?
I'm all right. I tend to just potter around the house or tend to emails, a lot of emails. And then I get really tired in the afternoon, so I just jump into bed at like 2 o'clock.
Yeah. See, but you're pregnant, so you can sort of get away with that. I've been tired just by sort of kicking around the house.
I'm not sure.
It's like, I don't know what it is. I'm tireder than normal.
Well, because you're doing nothing. Your brain's like dead.
Is that what it is? I thought, you know, when you're out and about, that wears you down and then you sort of get tired. But just sitting around makes you more
maybe
tired.
Maybe your body's just like giving in to how busy you are.
Oh, yeah. Now it's just time to relax, isn't it? I saw Pete's doing a bit more work from home now.
Yeah, Pete's doing more work in the office at home, which is good. Although he still does have to go out to the work sites, which annoys me, but, you know. What are you
doing? I saw him yesterday attacking the birds with the hose and stuff. You know, you guys are having a great time there.
Yeah, we had some cockatoos visit, and they've never visited before, strangely, eating the seeds off our tree. And then they were just shitting all over my car. So we got out the hose and pegged it at them, just pegged the water real hard at all of them in the tree, which I thought was quite cruel. But,
No, it didn't look like he was hurting any of them. He just looked like he was kind of, you know, having a bit of fun.
No, he wasn't hurt. No, he wasn't hurting them. God, he's not an animal cruelty dude.
No, the things we find entertaining in this self-imposed lockdown, isn't it? You know, you get a bit of excitement out of just the smallest things.
And then we had a delicious lamb rack for dinner, which was just delightful. Yeah. But I put the lamb rack in the oven, like on a pan, like a fry pan. So you can pull it out of the oven with the handle, but of course you've got to put a tea towel on the handle. Pete pulled it out, left it on the counter, forgot to put the tea towel back over the handle to put it back in the oven, burnt the crap out of his hand. Oh.
What is it with that guy? Not the hand that he already injured that he was off work for, was it?
No, thankfully. The other hand.
He's got two stuffed hands now.
Yeah.
That's his money. That's his bread and butter right there, those two. He's got to protect those with his life.
Oh, God. Looks like I'll be taking over Fernbilt.
Yep. Once this baby's out, you'll be on the work site getting it done.
Yep.
Hey, look, 13, 12, 16, we have $100 to give away right now. We are looking for first-timers this week. So if you've never played Beat Ash to win the cash. Oh, what
a good day. Get up with Gorney and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Gorney and Ash Pollard's Beat Ash. I am unbeatable to win the cash.
And we have Tracy, where I'm broadcasting from this morning. You miner. Hello, Trace.
Hi, how are you?
Morning, Trace.
Morning.
We're very well, thank you. I'm feeling confident this morning. I'm going to have my first coffee in 2 weeks, so let's do it. It's Band-Aid it.
All right, Pollard is buzzing. Okay, so best of five, Trace. Good luck. Names are buzzers. Get a question wrong, the other person gets a point, but we want to get you this $100 cash. Question number one. Who is third in line to the British throne?
Ash.
Pollard's in.
Third in line.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Little kid, Prince, George.
Yeah, that is correct. Yep, Prince William's son. He is the third in line to the throne. Question number two.
Because it goes Charles and then William and then him, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And Harry's just the party prince. He's not even a prince now.
No.
He's out.
He's a dude.
Rolex is a brand from which country?
Ooh.
Any ideas, Trace?
I don't know where it's from.
Rolex. I'm going to take a guess.
Yep.
London.
She's gone with London. It is incorrect. It's Switzerland.
Oh.
Yep.
Just remember to use your name there, Trace.
Yeah, okay. Jump in with your name, Trace. But I knew what she was doing. 2 points go to Pollard. None to Trace. You need this one to stay in the game, Tracy. Question number three. Where is the coldest place on Earth?
Tracy.
Go for it, Trace.
Iceland.
Incorrect. It's Antarctica.
You didn't beat Ash. You can't beat me. You win. No cash.
Here, there's no cash. All right?
Oh.
Thanks, Trace.
Good on you, Trace.
Thanks for the go. Next time.
All right, just gone 6:13. We have $100 for a Friday morning this time tomorrow when we play Beat Ash to win the cash. Are you
up? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Okay. Trending right now at hits.com.au.
All right, so the Grog Dog Pollard.
Oh, man, this is great. Is it a bit cutie pie?
Yeah, there's a winery in the States. They've got an 11-year-old boxer called Soda, and they've turned their little boxer into the Grog Dog. So what they do is they've got this pouch that sort of goes over the boxer, and they're trying to do deliveries of their wines. Mm-hmm. And obviously they can't afford drones and all this sort of fancy stuff. So what they're doing now is they're loading up the dog with a couple of wines each side. They deliver it to the place, and then the Grog Dog goes up to the
door.
Goes up to the door, and then the people come out. They knock on the door, and they grab their wines, and the dog gets a little treat.
That's adorable, and that's because dogs don't get COVID.
No, they don't.
Yeah,
they can even. The dog goes inside for a play for a bit, and you know when it's like when you take we took puppies to a retirement home one time, and it just brings everyone to life to have a dog around. So they're saying it's sort of. It's a win-win because people get their drinks, but they also get a little bit of interaction with an animal, which is brightening their day.
There's some sort of app going around. I don't recall which state it's sort of active, but it's encouraging people to share their dogs with other people during this time. So if you've got two dogs, send one over to your mate's house and the other one over to somebody else's house if they don't have animals and they can play with them for a bit.
Hey, tell me, Pollard, is it kind of like Uber where if I send Patch over to somewhere, are they paying by the hour? Do I make money
off
Patch?
No, they don't pay. No, it's like just lend your dog to someone who's lonely perhaps during this time or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I love it. I also look forward to the day where you do get paid for that and I just pop on Patch down the road and make that cash. Hey, about time he started paying his way around here, you know?
Hey, guess what? You know those... You know those delicious mud cakes from Coles and Woolies?
Absolutely love them. My favourite cake.
Well, guess what? Someone's actually done a blind tasting on those beautiful mud cakes to find out which one truly is the best. Personally, I think Coles one is the best.
I can't pick between the two, to be honest, a Coles or a Woolies one. I just thought they were both pretty much the same cake, but they're different, aren't they?
Well, they are different, yes. But it turns out after this person practically ate both cakes in their entirety. It turns out that the Coles one is the absolute best of them all. Like, there's just no denying. Moist, beautiful chocolate tones.
The moist factor is... The deciding factor. I think that's what I love about the cake. It's just so.
I'll tell you what. The mouthfeel on that Coles Muddy Boy is just off the charts. Have you ever just gone in and bought some Betty Crocker icing as well?
No.
And bought two of the Muddy Boys, put the Betty Crocker icing in the middle, stacked them up. You don't even.
Mate, I'm doing that today. I'm going to get two of them for sure.
Remember that wedding cake that I made you?
Yeah.
It was four Muddy Boys stacked up with Italian meringue topping on top.
I had a moment when I was eating that cake where I was like, oh, am I with the wrong person? Should I be with Pollard who
Ew,
makes these?
What the actual hell? That's enough.
Sorry, that's just how much I love the cakes.
On Hit 101.3, Gordy and Ash Pollard are showing small local big love.
Yeah, just after 6:30, we are going to be giving shout-outs to local businesses that are staying open at the moment. So we've got a nice, big, long list, Pollard, that we're getting to. And our stand-in GM this morning sent around a message, Nate Soulsby, saying, hey, does anyone want Tommy's Cafe this morning? Producer Matt is the only one in the studio who's able to benefit from that. So what order did you put in, Matty, with the GM?
Well, I wanted something that would last because we always get distracted in the show and we miss it. So I've got the smashed avo with bruschetta and all that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, nice. I do like the bacon and egg roll that they do there.
Yeah, they do a really good one. But last time it got cold at the biggest bouquet toss because we were too busy throwing.
I still ate it. Shout out to Naaman, by the way.
Good
bloke.
Naaman?
Yeah, good bloke.
Absolutely love Naaman. Yeah. So, yeah, Tommy's in Gosford and Pollard, weren't you fuming when you found
out? No, I was actually, yeah, because I'm stuck here. No one delivers me anything. The coffee machines here don't even work. BS.
So have they put a stop to people using the coffee machines in the Melbourne studios there?
I seriously don't know because I went around to each of the kitchens and they're not in operation.
I could see why, because it's a communal space, that coffee machine. So probably best to just sort of shut that down. And that's just, why you should go to Tommy's Cafe, guys.
Oh, hold on, I'll just jump on a plane.
Yes, I'm going to get Nathan Soulsby to bring one over to Yamina where I am this morning. So that would be great. So shout out to Tommy's. They are still open.
Are you ready? Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
It's been a little while since we've had the mayor of the Central Coast on the air with us, and she joins us right now, Lisa Matthews. Good morning.
Morning, Lisa.
Morning, guys.
How are you keeping with all this COVID business?
Oh, I feel, look, like everybody, I'm starting to feel a little bit cooped up, doing lots of meetings by Skype, which is great, but still not the same as getting out there and personally smiling at people and shaking hands and all that stuff. But, you know, I'm one of 349,000 residents here on the coast and we're all probably feeling the same way right now.
Yeah, look, and now is your days consumed by this or are you obviously have to put your time elsewhere as well, but how much of it is dedicated to COVID-19?
Look, in relation to council business, we're still getting on with the job. So I spend pretty much half a day doing council business. Unfortunately, I'm one of the ones that have had to shut down my own business. So I'm just kind of getting bits and bobs done for that so I can at least be ready for tax time. And then I try and do some mental health for myself, and that includes getting out, riding a bike on my own, and walking the loop of my block. So making sure that I stay healthy as well as sane.
Are you across this case that has hit one of the schools in Kincumber, in fact, yesterday? Have you got any information about that?
I woke up to the same message most of our community would have, that Kincumber High has been closed down due to a case of a student, but I have no other information in relation to that, unfortunately.
What was your take on whether the school should stay open or not, Lisa?
Lisa Matthews' view is that the school should have closed. I understand essential workers need a facility, but I think we could have, personally, again, Lisa Matthews' opinion, I think we could have looked at getting a couple of schools in operation and closing down the rest. How you do it, I don't know. I don't have that answer. But I am concerned and have been concerned for staff and for the students. And, you know, right now we're supposed to be practicing social distancing or physical distancing, and it is extremely difficult to do that in a school environment.
So what sorts of things are you cooking yourself for dinner? Because I'm interested in people's quarantine dinners, quite frankly. What are you... Are you onto the two-minute noodles or are you visiting the supermarché every day, or do you do the big one big shop every week and then try to get as much out of it as possible?
Oh, my goodness. I'm actually on a bit of a diet because, you know, that's what I decided to do because it's easier. So I'm on a very, very strict regime of not much at all. But I do support the group called HelloFresh. and I still have that delivered for four meals a week. So I have that delivered, and I did do some crazy cooking and put things in the freezer. So I'm pretty much eating bits out of the freezer, going to the shops one day a week to get my fresh green groceries. But I've pretty much stocked myself up because I could, and I have a nice big freezer.
Oh. Yeah, but look, isolation can be boring as it is. Throw another diet on there, and man, you're just doing yourself a... You're not doing yourself any favours.
I know, but, you know, it's...
God, I've gone the opposite way. I'm indulging. I'm eating anything I can get my
hands on. And
what's your
toilet
paper situation like? Well, yeah, you should... I'm Doritos. I'm all over the shop at the moment, Lisa. I'm spiralling out of control.
Toilet paper's going well because I'm one of those people that used to buy it when it was half price. So I believe you shouldn't pay more than 50 cents a roll. So I had a bit of a stock up, and I wasn't stockpiling. I just had a stock up. So... Now I'm comfortable with where I'm at with toilet paper.
Mayor Lisa Matthews, are you a folder or a scruncher?
I probably was a scruncher, but probably need to go to folding.
I'm a scruncher. It's the way to go because your finger can snap through the
the
fold.
So you got to fold all the way. No. You can use it a couple of times. It's neater. Get on it.
Who cares when it goes in the toilet? Really.
Hey, Lisa, it's been great to have you on to hit the big issues here on our show this morning.
Thanks, guys. Oh, what a
good day. Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
April Fool's Day yesterday, Pollard. Did you end up seeing any good April Fool's Day jokes go down?
I saw only one, but I didn't actually think that they were... I'd forgotten that April Fool's was happening. And when I saw this one, I just thought, oh, that's just this person just being a typical comedian. But it turns out, no, it was an April Fool's joke. Nazim Hussein pranked his mother. So Naz was in the jungle with me on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. He's also a well-known comedian.
We've had him on the show many times before as well. He's the friend of the show, basically, now. I'd call him that.
Yeah. He's a friend of the show. But he played this fabulous prank on his mother. So at the moment, lots and lots of people are getting onto this Google 3D animals thing. And you can download this thing where you can put giant animals in your living room, like a shark or a tiger, all that sort of stuff. So it's really great entertainment for the kids.
I have seen this, but I didn't completely understand what it was for or what was going on. But it does look like it's for the kids, right? That's the idea. They love it.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, adults can do it too, I guess. Yeah. It just depends what you're into. But Naz decided to screenshot a picture of a tiger in his living room, and he sent it to his mother and sister in a WhatsApp message, and his mum actually thought it was, like, these things look real. They do look real.
Come on, really?
No, they look real.
So she thought there was a tiger in her son's living room.
I don't know, but she's pretty, like... She's very alarmed by it. She thought, what the hell is a tiger doing in your living room? And you should see the thread of text messages going backwards and forwards between Naz and his mother. It's actually hysterical. But in the end, Naz said, I'm going into a meeting, Mum. If you need to talk to me, send me voice messages. So we actually have one of those voice messages from Nazim's mother, and it is hysterical.
Be careful. When he gets hungry, he might even bite you. So you be very careful. I don't know. I'm just very worried about it. I don't know why you take this chance of bringing tigers into the house. You know, I don't know what to tell you, Nazim. Okay. Just get rid of the shit. Lock him in the toilet. That's all I'm telling you.
She is hysterical. Oh, she was really worried at one point because Naz was like, oh my God, I've run out of food. I don't know what I'm going to do because the people have said, like, I've got to feed him regularly or his moods get really psychotic. And his mum was like, well, I've got some mincemeat. Oh, I'll bring it over because if he doesn't eat, he's going to kill you.
No, man. And everyone's caught up in this Tiger King show too. So she's probably been watching a few episodes of that thinking this is real. So
have you seen Nazim's recent picture that he's posted on Instagram?
Yeah, I jumped onto his
He's doctored himself to make himself look like Joe Exotic next to a tiger. Yeah, hysterical.
From the Tiger King. Oh, mate, that is a gripper if she has fallen for that, like it sounds like she has. That has actually worked. Because a lot of the time, April Fool's Day jokes, you just think, oh, lame. Mm. But she's gone for
that. She's gullible as hell, if that's the case.
Still to come in the show this morning, just speaking of the Tiger King, one of our radio shows in our company is making some national news. They did a chat yesterday with one of the guys from the documentary, Fifi and Feb's radio show, which we're going to play for you this morning.
Well, what's the guy called?
It's the Doc. Which one is it? Producer Matt, Doc, jump on the air with us. Doc who?
Doc Antle.
Oh, Doc, yeah, Doc Antle.
Yes. So he was on their show, which is making national news, and we'll play that for you coming up in the show this morning.
Lock him in that toilet. That's all I'm telling you. Are
you up? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3. Once upon a time, at a radio station far, far away, there was a radio game that changed the radio landscape forever. This was not that game. It's Gaundy and Ash Pollard's Movie Bio Guessing Game.
All right, $100 at Activate Foods in Erina, which is fresh and frozen meals delivered to your home on the Central Coast. We have $100 there for our winner this morning. And playing the game, we have Mike from Lake Macquarie. Morning, Mike.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Yeah, good man.
Lake
Macquarie.
Yeah, doing the trip down to Sydney.
What, you just
come on, Mike, fire up, mate.
Let's go.
Okay, good on you. He's good to go. Here, he's back.
Yeah, you put a cracker up in Pollard. Well done. and we got Liz from Killarney Vale. We know she's always fired up. Morning, Liz.
G'day, guys. How's it going?
Liz, got anything better to do with your time than always call us or what?
No, pretty much not, as you can obviously see. How's the life going, babe? All right?
Oh, yeah, she's all right. Yeah, really fine, craving some lollies. But, hey, let's not get into it.
No, I'll sort something out for you. Don't worry.
Liz, I love that you listen to us and call us all the time. Keep those calls coming, please. You're always a loose unit. Good luck with this game. So best of three. If you know the movie, buzz in. If you get it wrong, the other person gets the free guess. Pollard has the first movie for you.
Movie number one. Vietnam veteran and drifter wanders into a small Washington town in search of an old friend, but is met with intolerance and brutality by the local sheriff, Will Teasel. When Teasel and his deputies restrain and shave blank, he flashes back to his time as a prisoner of war and unleashes his fury on the officers. He narrowly escapes the manhunt, but it will take his former commander to save the hunters from the hunted.
Any ideas, guys?
No, it's got way too much knowledge in it for me.
I'll give you the actor here, Sylvester Stallone.
Michael.
Michael's in.
Is it Rambo?
Rambo is correct.
Correct.
He's on the
That was actually the worst
one.
Bio. That was a real pretty bad bio, not going to lie.
Cop a load of this bio then for the second movie. There's a overly enthusiastic... I'll start that again for you guys. Here we go. There's an overly enthusiastic... What's that?
Big word for you.
Yes, it is. There's an overly enthusiastic guitarist who gets thrown out of his bar band and finds himself in desperate need of work, posing as
Liz,
a substitute.
Liz
is in.
Liz. School of Rock.
That is correct.
My favourite musical.
Oh, yeah.
So much fun. Yeah. Okay.
I'll let you read this one because my reading is atrocious.
Okay, here we go. A big-time producer wants to take a public access show filmed by two dudes, Wayne and Garth, to the world of commercial television.
Liz. Wayne's World.
Correct.
She's done it.
Party time. Excellent.
And she's giving us quotes from the movie as well.
Does that mean Liz wins?
Liz has got it. Best of three. Yep, she's done it.
No,
she's taken
play
it out
the music.
This morning.
Whoop, there it is.
Oh, there it is. Oh, there's Liz. Oh, there's Liz. Hey, Liz, $100 voucher at Activate Foods in Erina is yours. Fresh and frozen meals delivered to your home right here on the Central Coast. If you're listening right now and you can't get your way to the supermarket, jump onto Google and look up Activate Foods Erina. They are here to help.
Are you ready? Get up with Blondie and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3. You've got mail.
And we've been sent something, Pollard, which is directed your way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Righto.
So it says here, Dear Gaundy and Ash.
Yes.
Absolutely love the show. Thanks for keeping the laughs coming through these tough times. I do not miss a minute of the show. You guys are the best. Just wondering, I was watching Dancing with the Stars, the finale over the weekend, and I saw the dancer that Pollard danced with.
Mm.
Say something on the show, I'd be interested to know what Pollard thinks. So he was dancing your dance partner when you were on the show.
Jared
He was
Byrne.
Dancing with, what's that? Yes, that's right. He was dancing with Celia Piccola, who ended up winning the show, right?
Mm.
And he said this at the end of the show. Take a listen.
Can I just say something? I've done this show for 5 seasons now, and I've danced with some brilliant people, but... And no offence to anyone else, but you are just the most amazing partner I've ever had on this show.
Suck it, Ricky Lee!
No, take this compliment. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. The person that everyone has got to meet and what you've done on this show is truly remarkable.
Thank
and
you.
The smallest mistake doesn't mean a thing because everyone knows who you are and I think you know who you are too. I'm
Thank
so
you.
Proud.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
So...
Whatever.
You've danced with him and he's saying that Celia is hands down the best person he's ever been lucky enough to dance with. Michael goes on to say, the show has not been the same since Pollard was on it. Love, Michael.
Oh, that's nice, Michael. Thank you. What do you want me to say about that? I can't believe Jared said that. What the actual hell?
Were you guys close in your time on the show together? What was the relationship like?
Well, he was rubbing his Pen 15 up against me every single day that we practiced. So that's close. And yeah, we were close.
Well, what do you make of it, though? I mean,
I don't know. I can't believe he said that.
Yeah.
I like, what? What about, Ricky Lee will be cut too about that. I'll be cut. Whoever else he danced with previously, that's a
And how's Celia giving Ricky Lee a shout-out and not bloody Ash Pollard? I mean, come on.
I've never met Celia before and, you know, I'm not really anyone, am I?
If they were standing in front of you, though, there was Celia and Jared, what would you say to their faces right now? What would you say?
Well, I'm going to actually jump onto his Instagram right now because I did write something to him the other day congratulating him. I actually wrote on his Instagram about time that he won because he's been waiting for years. And I'm taken aback. I might delete that and do a bird. I might pop the bird to him.
Yeah, roast him, Pollard.
He's going to get roasted by me. That's bloody rude.
It's Gaundy and Ash on here. Oh, what
a good day. Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Let's just play this audio again for anyone that's just tuned in. But
Can I just say something? I've done this show for 5 seasons now, and I've danced with some brilliant people, but and no offence to anyone else, but you are just the most amazing partner I've ever had on this show.
So that's Celia Piccola, who he won the show with. That was from the finale over the weekend. One of our listeners,
that's
Michael,
Jared Byrne, who Jared I danced Byrne, with yes. on Dancing with the Stars. Yes.
Yeah, one
he
of
was
our
my
listeners
pro.
Made us aware of that.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
Not great. So I've just jumped into Instagram and I've gone into Instant Messenger and I've sent Jared a message. I said, you need to come on air and explain yourself ASAP. No offence, but me and the rest of your celeb dance partners are offended.
Yes. I
See
love
what he
it.
Says back to that. As well, if you would to... say that on national television, you know when someone says no offence, but you're the
good.
Best person I've ever worked with. Like, you don't say that. You just got don't, okay? You just
like
don't.
Pollard, no offence, but Bree was a way better co-host back when I was doing the show with her. I mean, no offence, but, you know?
Offence taken.
Just an example. I don't actually mean that. I'm just saying as an example.
Bad example.
Do you think he will come on the show? Because we discussed it. We wanted to get him on, but we didn't know his personality, if he would take it too seriously or...
No, he's pretty good. He's pretty good. He'll probably, I mean, hopefully if he reads it, he will come on.
Oh, yeah. I look forward to this. I can't wait for you to confront him on the show.
He deserves
today.
To be roasted.
Hopefully he's on the show this morning. It's Gaundy and Ash. You're on.
Are you up? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
Hit 101.3. On Hit 101.3, Gaundy and Ash Pollard are showing small local big love.
Just after 7:30 for a Thursday morning, we are getting right behind our local businesses, Pollard.
Yeah, I wanted to do a shout out this morning to Six Strings Brewery because, quite frankly, I am craving a frothy, but I can't have one. But if you are and you can, they're delivering your favourite homegrown cold beers to your door. You just got to go online to sixstringbrewing.com.au. It's as simple as that.
Nothing better than a coasty lager or their tropical one. Oh, unbelievable.
Don't mind their pale ale either.
Yes. Delivered to your house. Drink responsibly. Shout out to the Six Strings crew. Hey, next on the show, we are doing one of your mates. We didn't even know this was one of your mates, to be honest.
I know. He has just become absolutely famous on TikTok. We're going to touch base with him and see how fame's treating him.
Are you ready? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
Hit 101.3.
We're getting obsessed with TikTok, aren't we, Pollard?
Oh, TikTok is so good. It's just making everyday Australians become famous. Like, literally, one minute you'll just be chilling out at home. Next minute, you'll be world famous for putting together a quality 30-second video. I mean, yeah. That's just happened to a friend of a friend of mine, in fact, Jeff Van Der Zandt. He popped a TikTok up on socials the other day and then it went viral. It is a video of him just dancing around to audio of ScoMo addressing two journalists at a press conference. What are their names?
Andrew and Catherine, which is brilliant. We've got some audio here. Take a listen. You might have seen this on TikTok. Here it is.
Andrew, I'm sorry, you've had several questions. Andrew, I know, but you don't run the press conference, okay? So I'm going to go to other questions of members of the group. Catherine hasn't had a question. I'm happy to return to you, but let's just keep it civil. Andrew? Catherine.
I mean, it's sheer brilliance. Bloody Andrew, he's such a hog, isn't he?
Yeah. And we're getting this up on our socials right now, but then we found out it's one of your mates. So yeah.
Well, it's Jeff Van Der Zandt. Welcome to the show, you celebrity, you.
Hi, thanks, guys.
Can you even believe that you are so famous right now?
For something so silly, I really don't understand it.
It's crazy.
No one really does. So what happens? You put it up and then it just goes off and your phone starts blowing up? How does that work?
I mean, like I first of all have to give credit to Triple J who mixed the audio for it. It was their TikTok first that I just, you know, danced along to it and chucked a fan in at the end. But there's something about my stupid dancing that people seem to enjoy. So I just chucked it up and I mean, when I posted it, I had maybe 40 followers on TikTok. Like, no one was going to see it. And so I put it on my Facebook so my friends and family could see it. And that's where it really went nuts. Like, people random started tagging their friends and, yeah, it just kind of went from there.
How many followers did you have on Instagram before you posted this pic? Because I'm looking now, you got 16K. Surely you weren't at 16K.
Yeah, I had 1,000 maybe four days ago.
Shut up. Are you serious?
How good is that?
Oh.
It shows what it can do, a little TikTok video, doesn't it? I mean, you were just doing that. You had that, you sort of filter on it where it looked like you were at a dance party. And
exactly.
I think that was the difference between the Triple J one and your one. It looked like you were sort of out on a Saturday night dancing to that song. And given the fact that no one can go out at the moment, I think that's what resonated with people maybe.
Yeah, probably.
I just want to know now, do you feel the pressure to perform? Like you put up a really great show with that one. Everything after that, I mean, you've set the bar, mate.
What's the follow-up?
Well, I mean, I've been lip-syncing to silly videos for years. So for me, it's like, it's not actually that much different. You know, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing and posting things that I think are funny.
God, he's ahead of the game. Have you got any tips for Pollard? Because she's wanting to get on TikTok ASAP and she's finding it hard to sort of make
motivate.
That first one. What's your tip?
Oh, I do something that makes you laugh. I just keep, I scroll for hours until something actually makes me laugh out loud. And then I'm like, yeah, that one.
There you go, Pollard.
Okay. I should do it. But I don't think I'd be as funny as you, Jeff.
It's a dangerous game, though. You know, you'll be scrolling for hours.
It's one of those things, Jeff, I can't even ask you to give us a little bit on air because you've basically done nothing but dance in the video.
Exactly. So like
there's no actual talent to give us this morning. But
there's no talent in there.
Just thanks for being your talentless self and joining us on the air this morning.
Thanks, guys. Oh, what
a good day. Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Now, I know people are saying this COVID-19, it's a real bad thing, et cetera, but actually, I've found lately some positives that have come out of this corona scenario, including a list of baby names that are now making their way around the internet.
Any on the list that you're interested in?
Potentially. Yeah, potentially.
Okay, what do you got?
Well, this one in particular. Tenton Quarantino. What do you think about that?
Okay. Get the round of applause button ready there, Matt. These are some rippers right here. Quentin Tarantino, yes?
COVID Lee. Pandemic?
I'm trying to think of the actual name that they're playing on in these. So what's the last two actual names that they're playing on?
You serious?
Pandemica.
Yeah.
What would that be normally?
Pandemic?
Pandemic. Okay. Yep. Sure.
Tenton Quarantine. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I got that one.
Okay. COVID Lee.
Yeah. So what's that one normally?
Well, COVID.
Yeah. Okay. COVID.
Corona Lachey de Virus. Corona Lisa. Lil Rona.
So I got that one. Yeah.
Mia Coronana.
Yeah, and so which ones strike your fancy, Pollard, if you're going to pick one from this big long list of baby names?
I quite like Quarantina.
Yeah, I do like that one. That one's up there on that list for sure. Quarantina.
My Corona.
Corona, yep,
My
not bad.
Corona.
Not bad. Who's done this list? Because it's on a whiteboard. It looks like someone's just done it at home.
Someone's done this in their workplace, it looks like, or potentially, right. Yeah, their home office. And on the side of the whiteboard, there's actually some proper business things that they hint that individual needs to tend to. But then the whole thing is COVID-19 baby names.
What's that twins
and it's
one
brilliant.
On the side there? What's the it says twins on the right.
Covida and 1-9.
Explain that one to me.
Mate. How can I need to explain that
Mate,
to you? It is self-explanatory.
We do a segment called Crack Ash, where we constantly have to explain jokes to you. So if you could just do me a favor.
Covida, it's obviously the girl's name, so it's COVID, and 1-9 is 19, COVID-19.
Ah.
Honestly, mate. Oh, God.
This is why I'm not ready to have kids. I just do not understand.
Oh. Anyway, might bravo to whoever did that.
Yes. It's Gaundy and Ash on here. Are you
up? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Yesterday on our show, Pollard, we were talking about this confirmed case of coronavirus at King Cumber High School. And we reached out to Adam Crouch, who's the member for Terrigal, to jump on the air with us. But they just wanted a day just to see what the fallout was from it, really, I guess, and just to get their heads around it. And Crouchy joins us on the air right now. Good morning, Crouchy.
Morning, Ash. Morning, Gaundy. How are you?
Oh, we're very well, thank you. Gaundy's in his home studio being a great self-isolator. What are you up to?
Oh, look, I'm self-isolating in the office at the moment, but other than that, I've been working from home like Gaundy and others are doing, so which is absolutely the right thing to do. So it's a bit weird, I know, for many of us to be working from home, but it's the right thing.
So what ended up happening with the King Cumber COVID case?
Yeah, look, thanks for asking about that. Obviously, we wanted to get the details because it's important that we put out the facts to the community. Look, what I can confirm is, yes, one student did test positive for COVID-19. New South Wales Health and the Education Department have worked through it yesterday with the school. The school was closed yesterday to do the assessment. It's what they call a contact tracing process. So they look at the student, who the student was in contact with, staff and other students. And look, they've assessed that the school can reopen today. There are a very small number of students at the school at the moment. I believe it's like a dozen at the entire school. So most students are actually doing their learning from home, and I've got to congratulate they're very patient parents who have working through that process with them, and the great teaching staff. But no, I spoke to the principal at Kincumber High School. The student's doing well, the family's doing well, they're self-isolated, and it was a very small number of students and staff that are now going through that self-isolation process who are also going to be assisted through that with New South Wales Health experts.
I've got to be honest, Crouchy, I did not think the school would be reopening today. I thought maybe the school holidays might be brought forward. So that must have been a decision they deliberated over for a while at least.
Yeah, look, what they do, Gorney, is they send in experts to go through with the department to clean the school, so all the surfaces, because the virus actually doesn't live for very long on surfaces. So it's important that they cleaned all of those. They worked through it all day yesterday. The school meets the standards. As I said, there are a very small number of students left. Obviously, some of those parents are in essential services, so they need to go to school. The kids are perfectly safe there, and so the numbers are very, very small from the feedback that I've had. I've got to have a big shout-out to Principal Brent Walker. He's the newly appointed principal there, and he and I spoke on the phone when we found out about the case, and he and his staff have done an amazing job. They're really top-notch.
So you think it's been... Yeah, go for it, Paula.
Well, no, go ahead, Gordy, because I was going to change the topic.
Well, no, I was just going to say... You think it has been the right decision to keep the schools open?
Oh, look, absolutely. Look, the reality is that we've had... Look, the numbers have been significantly reduced over the last week or so, Gordy, but it still provides the opportunity for people who do need the kids to go to school because they're doctors, nurses... and are putting jobs like that. So it has provided them the ability for their kids to still go to school. But again, we've seen the risk being so low. I mean, you've got to think about it. You know, Kincumber High School has 1,300 students. One student has tested positive weeks and weeks later. So the evidence isn't there that the schools have presented any risk to the students whatsoever.
That's really interesting. Just on another note, Gaunda, you sent me this last night in the Daily Telegraph. Ruby Princess anchored off Terrigal. So Carnival Cruises Ruby Princess. Is that true? Is there actually a cruise ship currently anchored just off Terrigal there?
Well, I'd have to say I did check that out myself. It was originally, it was 20 kilometres out, because I actually had a look at it when I was down in Terrigal, because I lived down there, and you could literally just see it on the horizon. But I have to say it's now shifted down towards Coogee somewhere. So most of these vessels, from what I gather, are about 20 kilometres out to sea. So they're not just off the coast. They're quite a fair way out.
Yeah, righto, because these guys are trying to dock in Sydney to do something with the current guests that they have on the ship that are, they actually do have COVID-19.
Yeah, look, from what I gather, Commissioner Fuller's made an announcement that they will look at considering putting health officials potentially out to visit the cruise ships offshore to see what assistance they need. But at this stage, the Premier's made it perfectly clear that there'll be no ships docking at in Sydney at any time at the moment.
Can you imagine what that would be like out there, Crouchy? That would be hell in those rooms, I reckon.
Oh.
Yeah, look, I've got to say, I'm much happier to be self-isolated at home in Terrigal, to be honest, probably as you guys are. So, but look, I've also got to say, look, the people on the Central Coast are doing a really good job. I mean, people are self-isolating, they're staying at home, but we can't afford to take it for granted at any time, as you guys know. This is the time for us to hit this virus hard, do the right thing on the coast. A lot of coasties have already have worked from home for various reasons, whether it be fire or flood or accidents on the M1. We've all done it before. You know, businesses are being really understanding. So, look, I would say to all of the people on the Central Coast, no matter what your age, stay home if you can, unless you absolutely have to go to work, because it really is. That's how we kick this virus. It's to do the self-isolation and the social distancing. I mean, it's not rocket science. Stay at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now's the time to do the right thing. Hey, Crouchy, this thing is a moving beast and it changes every single day. I know we have you on the show from time to time, but can we get you on a little bit more semi-regularly now that this thing is sort of really kicking into gear?
Yeah, look, happy to, guys. And look, the other thing is, if people are worried at all, there's a lot of misinformation floating around on social media. You guys will see it. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's rife.
Yeah, there's some weird stuff out there. So, look, the best thing to do is, if people have got queries at all, they can go to the New South Wales State Government's Facebook page. They can go to the federal government page. There's a 24/7 Service New South Wales phone line, which is brilliant, and that's 13 7 7 8. That is a great line. I was literally on a phone hookup with the Premier yesterday. She was applauding how well the people of the Central Coast are putting together as a great region to make sure that we're doing the right thing. And that's why we're seeing that slowing of the curve, because we're all doing the right thing. So she wanted me to give a shout out to everybody as well. To say
some really great advice there. Don't believe anything you read on social media. Get it from the government websites, and that's that.
And also, listen to radio stations like your own. I mean, Yeah, you guys put out the facts, except the bit about Dancing with the Stars. That was a bit harsh this morning.
Thanks, Crouchy. You got my back.
Yeah, no problem, Dash. Happy to. It was pretty rough.
He said it, not us.
He hasn't actually got back to me yet. I am waiting for it.
I think you need to please explain on air for that one.
Stay tuned, mate. Stay tuned.
We're working on it, Crouchy. Thanks for joining us, mate. We'd love to have you back on air soon.
Take care, guys.
Are you ready? Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
So we're just having an interesting discussion off the air, Pollard, about Doc Antle from The Tiger King on Netflix.
He's like Joe Exotic, but like 10 times probably more wealthy and more apt at his job as the owner of an exotic zoo, like an animal zoo.
Did you like him in the show? What was your take on him? Because
he was weird as hell.
Yeah.
He was so weird. He had like four wives, but all of them start out like super young. So he just like brainwashes them into becoming his wife/servant.
Yeah, and, I thought there was a bit of a theme of that throughout the whole thing, to be honest. They're all
like, even Joe Exotic did it, like with the young men that weren't gay.
Yeah.
Oh.
And going for the ones that sort of are the most vulnerable, really. This is on Netflix at the moment. It's the most talked about documentary doing the rounds. You absolutely loved it.
Yeah, I loved it. But it's really simple. Like, literally, it's so simple with quite a reasonably complex sort of incestuous storyline, I guess you could say, about, I don't know,
that got you excited, did it? That's what got you into it, was it, or what?
Oh, no, but it's just like you can't make this stuff up. Like, you look at these people, and I was literally sat on the couch. Pete and I were watching this together, and every now and again we'd look over at each other and just be like, oh, my God, these people are real. Like, they're real-life people.
Can't believe they exist.
I've never come across people like this. It's insane.
Fifi and Fev are a radio show in our network, and they've made some national news. They've chatted to Doc Antle, and we wanted to play this for any fans of the Netflix series that might be listening to us this morning. So here's what Doc had to say about the show on Netflix.
You know, main thing to remember about this show is it is not a documentary. It is a sensational ride down the director's story path. It is outrageous and unique.
Well, it is, Doc, and it takes you on this, as you said, murder, mayhem, madness. Now, when you say it's not a documentary, because I'll be honest, a lot of us are watching it as a documentary, what parts aren't real? What wasn't true, a true reflection?
The director created a story by coming and speaking to the various entities and telling all of them a completely different tale of what he was pursuing and what kind of story he was trying to write to try and gain access to different aspects of their lives and activities and what they had to say about each other, and just kind of made it a war.
So that's one of the only interviews I know of in Australia. So that's why we're playing that for you this morning. What do you make of it?
Well, I don't care that Doc Antle thinks that it isn't a documentary, because, man, I was hooked. Like, really, I don't care much about the people that are in that doco at all. I was like so enthralled and so joyous that it basically killed 5 hours of my day.
Yep. And that's all we need right now, isn't it? I just had someone message me and say, what is the name of it? So not everyone is across this thing on Netflix at the moment. So Lauren, who just messaged me and said, what's the thing you guys are talking about? It sounds cooked. It is called The Tiger King.
Lauren, get onto it.
If you like guys who how would you explain it just quickly, Pollard, for anyone that doesn't know, just summarize it in say 10 seconds. How do you sum it up?
Lauren just did it. Cooked.
Absolutely cooked.
Absolutely cooked.
Dudes on meth, tigers.
Like nobody has a full mouth of teeth in it. No one.
Enjoy.
It's brilliant. Oh, what a
good day. Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard.
Hit 101.3. On Hit 101.3, Gawndy and Ash Pollard are showing small local big love.
Yeah, we're getting right behind the local businesses, aren't we, Pollard?
We certainly are. And I'd like to give a shout out to Mackey Family Funerals, proudly committed to helping the families of the Central Coast through these uncertain times with warmth and genuine care.
Nice.
Is it Mackay Family Funerals?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to have a bit of fun around that, but...
It could be a celebration of somebody's life.
Absolutely.
Is it bad to say that I've always wanted to invest in a funeral parlour?
Well, the thing with that, I actually had a mate that did. He did radio. James Malachi was his name. He was sort of the first guy that ever got me into it. And then he left radio to get into funeral homes. And I said to him one day, I said, oh, geez, that's a weird move. What made you do that? And he said, well, you know, everybody dies. It's never going out of business.
That's right. So, I know.
Yeah, and technology.
Anyway, shout out to those guys.
Yes.
Support local.
Funeral homes. Next on the show, it is my birthday. Producer Matt's lost it back in the studio.
You're a weirdo. Stop it, you two. Yes, it's your birthday tomorrow. Oi! Yeah,
birthday Eve today, and I'm going to talk about it.
Oh, my God, stop it. Oh, my God. Play a song.
I've lost it. Anyway, House Party, the app. I spoke about it last week. It absolutely bombed, but I'm bringing it back for my birthday edition, which we'll do on the show next. Are you
up? Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
So it is my birthday eve today, Pollard. It's my birthday tomorrow.
Hit it.
There it is.
How old are you?
Same age as you.
34, turning 34?
Right. Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, we're born the same year, right? 86?
Yeah.
You snuck in there just a few months before me.
So respect your elders.
So, tomorrow.
Yep.
I know I'm in isolation. I know I'm in my home office. But I'm going to pull a Pollard here and say, what have you organised for me?
Sweet nothing. F.A.
Not a thing, right?
Oh, I don't know. As if I'd tell you, even if I did. You know I love doing surprises.
All right. Well, I'll wait for something to be delivered to my home in Yumina. I can't wait to see that.
Okay.
As Matt probably scrambles to do that for you today at some point. But last week on the show, I talked about when these Zoom things were taking off, how I wanted to do a house party or a Zoom party. I put it out there on the show. And I keep it real on this show. It absolutely bombed. Not one person said, yep, I'm going to jump in on that. But guess what, guys?
What?
It's my birthday and I don't want some sad ass party tomorrow where I'm just sitting here by myself and I can't see anyone. So I want to see if anyone, and yes, I am pleading with the listeners of the Gawndy and Ash show to join my party.
Okay, when's the party taking place?
This time, well, around about this time tomorrow, maybe, you know, sometime in the show tomorrow.
Okay, so during the show, like 8:40. Okay, so I'm going to be on this call too, yeah?
You'll be there, yeah. Producer Matt.
I'll be at your party. Producer Matt will be there.
Yeah. So it's kind of the setup we're using right now for the show, but we just send a couple of people the link and then they can kind of jump in on our show and join in on the party. So what I need to find out right now is if there's any interest from the listeners on 13, 12, 16, if you want to, this is really sad for my own birthday party, isn't it? If you want to join my birthday party, call us now. We can send you the link, 13, 12, 16. Now, I'm a little bit hesitant about it, Pollard, because I've thrown a few parties over the years, and the ones that I've had at my house here have been very successful, but I'm a little bit traumatised by a couple of parties because we had a going away party when we lived in Melbourne, and we threw that, and bugger all people turned up.
Ooh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah. People sort of came throughout the day and they rocked up and no one was there. And I said, oh, if you stick around and more people turn up, then it's going to be a great party. But they couldn't see that. So they kept turning up. No one was there. Then they'd leave. The next people would rock up. No one was there.
Oh, so to the point- that's bad. I entice my guests with food and alcohol provided. Okay, so how are you going to, what are we enticing our guests with to your birthday party?
One of our lucky guests tomorrow will get a Activate Foods $100 voucher.
Will they produce them out of we, is that?
We can do that. I got one of them here right now if you want to meet
him. Oh,
who we got?
All right.
We got Rick from Yamina.
Oh,
Ricky.
Rick.
I thought I was already going to be invited since I live in the same area.
Well, that's right. I mean, man, I should just invite you around. You can stand on my back deck. We can't be next to each other, but, you know, you could be behind me in the window here. Mate, I'll pop around.
Yes, I'll do everything, mate, just see if you can hear me from across the street.
Yeah. Okay, so we can lock you in. We can send you the link for Zoom and have you on tomorrow?
Absolutely, mate.
Oh, okay, that'll be fun.
So far, Pollard, we have myself. We have you. We have producer Maddie. We have Rick. Maddie. Anyone else on the phone lines?
Looks like Liz. Oh, she's gone. Oh, she's hung up.
Liz will be there. Okay, so I got.
Oh, whatever. Liz will be there anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, the party's already there, mate.
Just need Rick. That's
just
all
you,
we need.
Mates. Just Ricky, babes.
Are you ready? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Pollard, thank you for doing a shout out for me for my birthday tomorrow and my little Zoom party. So where's that? That's on the Hit Insta, is it?
Yeah, I did it on the Hit Insta because when you went to the toilet just then in the ad break, I felt a bit sorry for you because we haven't had that many callers. So I just did a shout out to Instagram in case some people aren't listening this morning. You know, I want to cover all bases for you because we can't have an empty birthday party.
I know. And
it's just depressing.
I mean, you know, I get on there every single day. 5 years I've been on the coast. You're just providing laughs.
Well, all right. Get off your soapbox, mate. Get off it.
You know, just be a part of my party, okay? That's all I want.
or else.
So far, I have Rick from Yamina. He's keen.
Yep.
Liz from Killarney Vale, of course, is keen because she's on board our show 100%. Lisa and Jake called up. So Jake is turning 9 on the 12th of April. He wants to be involved in the party.
Cute.
Still got room for a few more, 13, 12, 16, if you want to. And it's simple. We just send you the link of Zoom. You jump on and we're all in this together. Producer Matt, you're pointing at something. What is it? Is there something I'm missing there?
Oh, no, I was asking if you wanted Lisa and Jake then.
No, are they there? Are they on the phone now? Oh,
here.
Lisa, Jake.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hi, guys.
We definitely want to come. You don't need it on Insta.
Oh, thank goodness, because I was getting worried that my friend Gaundy just wouldn't have anybody to celebrate with him and it would just be sad.
Well, we had to cancel Jake's camping sleepover at the Big Four.
Oh.
So Gaundy's party would replace that for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Jake, are you there?
Yep.
How old are you turning, Jake, in 10 days?
9.
Oh, nearly double figures, mate. Best years yet to come.
So did you ask Gaundy, is there going to be dancing?
Because your mum said it, but let me ask you, Jake, do you feel like this Zoom party we're going to have tomorrow will replace the one that was cancelled for you?
Yep.
You're too kind. He is far too kind, young Jake. All right, I'm locking you guys in. We're there. You are coming to the Zoom party tomorrow. And
yay.
13, 12, 16, if you want to jump on board this thing on the Zoom stuff. What are you looking up now there, Paula? What's that?
I'm just quickly checking to see if we have any direct messages from anyone.
Let me down easy. Matt, anyone, any callers on the line? They want to be on the Zoom party? Yeah.
If you come Jody through. Lee yeah. Green says she'll come.
Yes. Beautiful, yes. Jodes.
All right. Good, good. We're getting somewhere.
Okay. All right. We're building this thing. We're building it for tomorrow, for my birthday. Our producer Matt had a great idea. He reckons we should play Pass the Parcel, but everyone has their own parcel.
Well, they just pass it to themselves.
Yeah, so when it's your turn, you just go like that, and then you pass it on, and then the next person just grabs theirs and passes it on. I like that.
Cool.
God, we're going to have some fun, aren't we?
Let's play apple bobbing. I love that game. You know, the apple bobbing game?
How does that work on Zoom?
Don't know. Just bob your head up and down into a bucket of apples solo.
All right. We're going to work on some party games for this Zoom thing tomorrow. We are done for this morning, though. That is
you.
Tomorrow we do have our caller of the week, Bingley, $500 voucher for our best caller of the week. You can check him out online if you need anything at the moment. Bingley, West Gosford. It's 8:58. Have a great Thursday, guys. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Toodaloo. Oh, what
a good day. Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.